It's Rabbi Friedman, and we're in Psachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Ve'elu yirokos, sha'odom yotzi behem yedecha vasa b'pesach. The following vegetables, a person can fulfill his moro requirement on Pesach. B'chazeres, which is romaine lettuce. B'ulshin, which are endives. B'tamcha, generally accepted as horseradish or grain. B'char chavina, difficult vegetable to translate. It's a Middle Eastern vegetable. Of a moror, what they call moror refers to what we call coriander. They can be both moist, that's if you're using the leaves. It can even be dried out, assuming using the stalks, the kelach, which we'll speak about in a moment. They can't be pickled. No poached. Umitztarfim lekazayish. You can take a variety of these vegetables to combine into the necessary kazayis, which is the minimal shear, of course, you have to eat. The yotze mekelach shalahem, and you're also yotze if you use the stalk and not the fresh leaves. If it's demai, it's acceptable. Masa rishon shenitlo trumaso, which we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. If trumas masa has been taken for the masa rishon, it could be eaten. Maaser sheni vehegdish sheniftu, if maaser sheni and hegdish have been redeemed, are now edible by all and can be consumed as moror. Mishnah Zayin. Ein shoren es amursal l'tarnagolim. You should not soak bran before serving it as chicken feed to the chickens, because it becomes chomet stick. Aval choltim, it is permissible if you bring water to a strong boil to throw the bran in that way. The heat and the intense boiling stops the chibutz, the fermentation process. A woman who takes bran to the bathhouse to use as a depilatory, something to smooth her skin, should not soak it in advance. She can take it and rub it dry on her skin. Similarly, lo yilos odem chitim yaniach abakos of a Pesach, a person should not take stalks of wheat and chew on it to make it some sort of a band-aid, some sort of an ointment for a wound on Pesach, bipnei shemachmitzos, because they do become chometzdik.